Pray with me.
Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Jesus asks his followers, who do you say that I am? This question is as relevant today as it was when they were first uttered to the original disciples. How would we answer him today? I imagine we would join our answer with St. Peter's confession, saying, you are the Messiah. We confess who Jesus is in church with our creeds. But where does Peter say to Jesus, you are the Messiah? He says this not in a church, not in a synagogue, but out in the world. Caesarea Philippi is a place dedicated to a pagan god and honoring the name of the human Caesar, who is often depicted as divine. It is easier to confess our faith in Jesus in church rather than in the world, where there are many forces trying to get our allegiance. And how we interact with others in the world and how we respond to various life situations may say a great deal about who we believe Jesus is. Peter rightly answers Jesus' question. Jesus is the Messiah. But to comprehend what it means for Jesus to be the Messiah, well, that'll take a little longer to understand. In many ways, Peter is a lot like the blind man of Bethsaida, whom Jesus healed before our text. Jesus' healing of this blind man is the only account in all the Gospels where Jesus has to heal someone twice. First, he could see partially from Jesus' healing, and then Jesus has to fully restore his sight again. This two-stage physical enlightenment foreshadows disciples' two-stage spiritual enlightenment. They're enlightened to know Jesus as the Messiah, and now Jesus will enlighten them as to what that actually means. He teaches them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. But Christ's ways, God's ways, are not Peter's ways. He is on the way, the journey of faith. But he only sees partially. His worldly ways set his mind on human things and rebukes Jesus. But Jesus rebukes Peter, saying perhaps one of the harshest things Jesus has ever said in Holy Scriptures. Get behind me, Satan. Peter wants Jesus to be the Messiah that he wants, not the one that Jesus is destined to be. Perhaps in many ways we are the same. Instead of following Jesus, getting behind him, Peter is trying to prevent Jesus from fulfilling his mission of salvation. That can only be accomplished by him swallowing up death, by his death on the cross. And so, by Peter trying to prevent Jesus' destiny, he is, in fact, aligning himself with Satan. Through the cross, there is life through death. There is a victory of Christ's self-giving love for the sake of the world's redemption and renewal. The way of Christ is a way of self-giving love and sacrifice. And it is certainly the same for those who say they follow him. Jesus tells us, if anyone wants to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Now, taking up one's cross is not about enduring the burdens of life, those things that life throws at us. When Jesus calls us to take up our cross, he is calling us to live a life so oriented toward the cross that we are willing to sacrifice everything we have, even our very lives, to proclaim the gospel in actions of self-giving love, and be willing to suffer greatly for our faith. Jesus calls us to seriously examine our lives and ask, what things of value have we given up for the sake of Christ? What important things have we denied ourselves because we are Christians? Where is our commitment to Christ and His gospel? To deny ourselves and take up the cross is not to center our lives on ourselves, but to think of others. We are not belly button gazers, but we should be gazing at the cross and what it teaches us and how we live, pouring ourselves out in love to others. It is being willing to be vulnerable enough to completely be yourself, not hide behind some persona or mask, but be willing to totally give your true self to someone else. By putting our focus on Christ and by proclaiming the gospel through loving actions of service to others, we are able to follow Christ to the cross. Near the end of Jesus' journey to Jerusalem and to the cross, He will heal a blind man at Jericho. These two cures of the blind man's physical blindness point to Jesus' continual attempt to teach the disciples to cure their spiritual blindness. Disciples, though, won't fully be cured. They won't be fully enlightened about who Jesus is, what He has done for the salvation of the world, until His resurrection appearances. And so it is with His followers today. Now, I think a lot of times we think if we only could have been with Jesus, like one of the disciples, we would know Him better and our faith would be stronger. But they didn't really truly know who Jesus was, who Jesus is, until after His death and resurrection. And we are to know, we know Him just as well as they did. We have been given the Spirit of truth. We've been given the Scriptures and the sacraments to enlighten us, nourish our faith, and bring us closer to Christ, enable us to be a people of the cross. Our faith is a continual process of enlightenment, a sustained journey of growing in the faith, a continual better understanding. It is continually learning what it means to be followers of Jesus daily, to understand the resurrected Jesus Christ and what He has done and what He is doing in our lives to change it and what He will do when He returns. And Christ's way, our way, is a way of sacrifice and love. It is a way of giving our lives away so we can truly have life, to truly be ourselves. It is a journey of taking up our cross and letting the love of Christ so impact our lives that the old sinful self within is crucified, so the new self in union with Christ can live and be resurrected. It is a journey through suffering and death to eternal life and abundant self-giving love. So, brothers and sisters, as we leave here today, may our Lord Jesus Christ continue to enlighten us and transform us to be a people of self-giving love, taking up our cross and following Him, so that those in the world who desperately need to hear compassion and love, faith and hope can hear it and see it in the actions of His people, you and me. Amen.